Uncork it, wine lovers. It's time to pop the quiz. I'm your host, Rusty Sellers, and today we're pulling the cork on our chat with the James Beard-winning, TikTok-famous wine translator herself, author of How to Sound Wine Smart. Two rounds, 10 questions, no grades, no losers. Only good vibes and the sweet, sweet aroma of bragging rights. Grab a glass. Let's swirl into it.
Trivia show, sip it fast now.
Here we go.
Question 1. Before she was translating wine for the internet, she spent about 3 months getting her hands dirty. Doing what? Was it A, bottling in Bordeaux? B, working the harvest at a domain in Alsace? Or C, pouring flights in a Napa tasting room? The answer is B. 3 months stomping grapes in Alsace. She called it the best fall camp she's ever been to. Question 2. True or false? She won her James Beard Award in the humor category. True. She out-funnied a whole field of writers as an illustrator. That's a mic drop and a mic draw. Question 3. One legendary wine phrase lit the spark for her whole brand. Which one? Was it A, tastes like fresh-cut garden hose? B, notes of wet dog and regret? Or C, a whisper of pencil shavings? The answer is A. Fresh-cut garden hose. The iconic line from master sommelier Ian Cobble that got her thinking about the gloriously silly way we all talk about wine. Full circle, folks. Same Ian who's graced this very show.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Question 4. True or false? She learned to drive at 15 years old in Texas. True. 15 and behind the wheel in Houston. Texas said sure, why not? Some of us are still parallel parking. Question 5. She got her big break at Terroir Wine Bar in New York, where every single white wine by the glass was one grape. Which one? Was it A, Chardonnay? B, Sauvignon Blanc? Or C, Riesling? The answer is C, Riesling. 50 wines by the glass. And if you wanted a Chardonnay, we don't have that. But here's a Riesling that'll do the trick. Now that's a house style. That's round one in the books. Round two, we stop talking about the wine and start talking like it.
Round two.
Now, sound wine smart. Question one. When a wine has good legs, what's it actually telling you? Is it A, it's expensive? B, it's higher in alcohol and or sugar? Or C, it qualified for the Boston Marathon? The answer is B. Those slow dripping legs are about alcohol and sugar. Not price, not pedigree. She says it's a fun little wink of a phrase you don't really need anymore, but her dad sure loved it. Question 2. True or false? To check if a wine's gone bad, you should always sniff the cork. False. That cork sniff is mostly theater. A cork is gonna smell like cork. If you want the truth, get your nose in the glass. The pour tells the tale. Question 3. Why do we swirl a glass of wine? Is it A, to release the aromas? B, to look important at parties? Or C, to summon the flavor god? It's A. The swirl wakes up the wine, air kisses the aromas, and bam, the good stuff opens up. Though between us, she kinda liked the flavor god theory too. Swirl responsibly. Question 4. True or false? A screw cap always means the wine is cheap or low quality. False. Old myth, uncorked. Some of the finest Rieslings on the planet wear a screw cap with pride. If the wine's good, who cares how it's closed? Question 5. When a wine expert calls a bottle approachable, they mean it's what? Is it A, easy to drink and enjoy right now? B, a polite way of saying it's cheap? Or C, standing up straight with strong eye contact? The answer is A. Approachable means friendly, easy, no curveballs. Your Tuesday night pour, not your Friday date night splurge. Enjoy it now. No Dakota ring required. And that's a wrap on Pop the Quiz. Tally them up. 9 or 10 right and you're basically fluent. 5 or under, and hey, that's just more studying to do. And studying means drinking. Everybody wins. Grab her book, How to Sound Wine Smart, pour yourself something friendly, and remember, there are no snobs at this table, only the wine curious. I'm Rusty Sellers. Keep it corked.